normally I talk about concepts that not only are familiar to a greater or lesser degree to virtually all of us, but on some level I've had some interaction or experience with. And this is the first time I can honestly say that not only me, but everybody off the air that I've mentioned non-duality to, they've all said almost in unison, what's that? So I got to start there. What's that?
Hey, I get that too. You know, from my family, I got people in my family who are like, you know, shining, brilliant people, you know, and it's like, what's non-duality?
Yeah.
But I've got a couple of people in my family, like my brother and his son. It's like, yeah, you know, it's no problem. You know, non-duality is just what is, you know. But that's just that one level, the understanding. So I've tried for a long time to try to explain it to just anybody. And I would explain it yesterday. I got up. I was up in the morning. It's a beautiful day in Nova Scotia. It was foggy. And you can smell the woods, you know, the woods in the air, the autumn in the air. And the fog held the smell, and I was just breathing it in. And I just felt so good. You know that feel, that experience.
Sure.
That experience of nature. And you get the sense of something just beyond yourself. You can get that from nature. Or it can be just looking up at the stars at night. You get a sense of something that's bigger than yourself. Something beyond yourself, and it brings like a deep joy within. And that's the sense of non-duality. That's the sense of connecting with something bigger. And it can happens with music all the time to people, with art. Mm-hmm. It can be with your child, your pet, human intimacy, that type of thing. That's the feeling or sense of non-duality. It's being connected with something bigger than yourself. That's the beginning of it.
And that's
the sense of non-duality.
Fascinating, because everybody has had that experience, and most people are on some level yearning for that experience. But, of course, what happens then is people come up with, whether it's, you know, theology or spirituality or whatever, their own explanation of what that means. And there's so many different people who come from different places of, well, this is what it is. But non-duality transcends all of the religions and the philosophies and things of that nature, does it not?
Oh, it does. I mean, that's why it's so nice. I mean, it's just what it is. It's just honing in on an experience. And if you just, again, I talked about this connection with something bigger than yourself. I mean, that's it, period. But that's just the sense of non-duality. That's not by any means the full-blown experience of non-duality. I'm just trying to explain it.
Sure.
I'm trying to explain it to people. But, yeah, I mean, you can experience that, and that's it, period. It has nothing to do with religion. It could. You know, it has nothing to do with psychology. It could. And it does. It has nothing to do with anything else except the experience.
So
the key with going beyond or within that something bigger, that sense of something bigger than yourself, is just simply to value it, to think about it, to wonder about it. Without getting hooked up, without getting connected to all the other stuff.
Now, going back to when you were seven,
yeah.
All right, because most kids at seven, you know, you're thinking of the new bicycle, the new pair of skates. What was it at seven that clued you into your non-dual nature?
Nothing really. I mean, nothing that prefaced it at all. I remember it distinctly. I was playing on the floor of my bedroom, like a hardwood floor in Paterson, New Jersey, on 32nd Street,
mm-hmm.
and I was playing with toy cars, and I just remember uttering out of, for no reason at all, I said, I am, and I am, I am. And it's very similar to a well-known phrase.
Yeah, Rene Descartes.
I am that I am.
Yeah.
Or, well, yeah, and Descartes said, I think, therefore I am.
Right.
And this has nothing to do with thinking. When you say, I am that I am, that's beyond the mind, beyond thinking. And we'll get into that. That's just I am. Now, so I said, I am, and I am, I am. It's a version of the well-known statement of non-duality, I am that I am.
Mm-hmm.
But even more refined than that is I am. And Why did I say it? How did it come? I don't know. But again, it was an experience that, for whatever reason, I was forced to value. That's a key. People, I think a lot of people, most people have experiences like that. Everyone has those experiences of nature that I just mentioned.
Right.
But beyond that, it's valuing it. It's feeling that this is what life is about. It's more important than anything else that people commonly value. So, for whatever reason, I valued it. So, I remember the minute after I said this utterance, I am, and I am, I saw my parents. They were just, I guess they brought a babysitter in, I guess. And I saw my father was dressed in like an overcoat, and he had one of those hats they wore, everybody wore, the men wore in the 50s.
Sure.
The fedora, whatever it was called. My mother was dressed up like, and I remember, a bright red coat with bright red lipstick and black hair, like the women dressed. And I remember thinking, God, they look silly.
Yeah.
It's like suddenly I had awakened to something that was more real than the ordinary life that everyone lives.
Mm-hmm.
So, and years after that, up to around age 12, I had similar, very powerful and weird experiences that just confirmed and strengthened that what I call an initiation into the I am experience, which is a non-dual experience. Remember, non-duality, it's something bigger than yourself, something other than yourself.